Thank you for joining us with Start With Seven. We start every weekday with 7 minutes alone with God. We hope you'll find a place in a time where you can be alone and still and focused. If you're able, we hope you have a Bible in your hand. And we want to spend a few minutes fixing our thoughts on the greatness of God. So the next 7 minutes, we'll have some guided time through a verse of scripture, some prayer time, and then some opportunities to follow up with next steps in your devotional pursuit of the Lord. So let's begin. Start with seven today. We meditate on the scriptures. We consider slowly what God was saying then and what he's saying to us now. And then we pray these things back into our life, back to the Lord. We're walking through the Psalms verse by verse together, continuing today in Psalm chapter 22, verse 6. If you have a Bible in hand, that's ideal. If not, I'll read it for you. David writes many of the Psalms, and he writes this one. Psalm 22 is a foreshadowing of the cross. Some of the very words that Jesus said on the cross are said in this Psalm. David says in verse 6, "But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him." This psalm moves from despair to hope, to despair to hope. It's a back and forth of being really hopeless, really low, really broken, and then trusting in the Lord. David started the psalm off in despair, forsaken by God. Then he trusted God even in the middle of his despair, and now he's back. He says, "I'm a worm and not a man. I'm scorned by men and despised by the people." David says, "The way that people see me is less than a human being. I feel worthless in their eyes. People do not see me as valuable. They see me as a worm and not a man, scorned by men, despised by people." This is a very difficult place to be in life, where people don't see us as valuable. And maybe even we don't see ourselves as valuable. But other people don't see that we matter. Some people carry deeper scars of this, from being forsaken by parents or spouses or other people who should have cared for them. David is not seeing himself here accurately, or he at least knows that this is the way people see him. In the middle of a moment of insecurity, of feeling worthless, of feeling hopeless, of not feeling valued at all by people, it's a good time to stop and say, "God, there are times in my life, maybe even now, where I don't feel very valuable. People don't see me as valuable. I don't even see my value. I need to see myself the way you see me. I know that I'm not a worm. I know that I'm not worthless. I know that I am someone you created. Help me see myself the way that you have created me to be, the way you see me." Verse 7, "All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads." This is what they say. "He trusts in the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him." People are essentially mocking David's faith. If you delight in the Lord, you trust in the Lord, let's see what he's going to do. Let's see if God can bring you through this. And not only are people wanting to test God and not believing in the God David worships, but they're mocking him and hurling insults at him and shaking their heads in him. It's like disapproval, disdain. It is a difficult thing to have a human being hurt us, another person who's against us. They doubt our faith. They mock our belief, our following God. They insult us. Maybe you've been hurt by another human before. This is a good moment to say, "God, I just admit here, just like David did, people have hurt me. They've insulted me. They've mocked me. They've doubted me." David moves here again from despair and pain to hope. Verse 9, David says, "Yet you brought me out of the womb." I mean, this is the beauty of David's relationship with God. Even with all these things, he just said, "I'm a worm and I'm not a man. I'm worthless to people. I'm mocked by people. I'm insulted by people. People make fun of even my faith." But David said, "Yeah, you brought me out of the womb. God, you created me. You made me." He would say in another psalm, Psalm 139, "You knit me together." Regardless of what other people would say, the reality is God made me. God created me. I am His. He designed me. He decided me. And He desires me. We have to have this perspective of God, not broken, fallen people as our primary voice, but God's voice is primary in our life. God, let me hear your thoughts of me first and most. Let's pray these verses together now. God, thank you for recording this pain from David for us. Thank you that we're not alone, that when we go through pain, people mock us and hurt us, and they're against us, they insult us. We know that other people that you love and that love you have gone through similar things. And Jesus, you on the cross went through this very thing. These very things happened to you while you hung on the cross for us to remind us that you made us and you loved us and you bought us with a price. We love you, Jesus. We pray this in your name. Amen. Thanks for joining us for Start with Seven. My name is Jason Shepherd, and I enjoy spending time with people as we're pursuing loving Jesus more, knowing His Word, living our life for Him. We hope this Start with Seven is a start that you will spend even more time with God throughout your day. There's a link attached here where you can find more resources for reading your Bible, growing in your faith, understanding who God is more, and sharing Him with other people. We look forward to joining this journey with you together. Have a great day.